Today's daf tes in Masech Shabbos. I'm going to start 17 lines on the bottom of Chedim Abayez. The first row of lines, Amar Mar. So there's a case that we dealt with a few times before, where there's a doorway through between a house and the street, and the doorway is a little bit raised, elevated, like a little bit of a stair, and it has a domain in and of itself, this askupa, this elevated area. And if it has less than dimensions of 4x4 tvachim, then it's going to, and it's raised off the ground more than three, then it has some of the dimensions to be like a makom tzur. However, if it's connected to the Rosh Hashanah or the Rosh Hashanah, so it's going to be something else. So at this point, right now, we're going to treat it like a makom tzur. And the Gemara is going to tell us a few things. A guy could stand on this askupa, and he could take from the guy standing inside the Baal Bayis, v'notin lo. He can transfer back and forth between the guy standing on the askupa, on this elevated platform, to and the door lintel, and the person inside. Notin lo, v'notin lo. He could take from the person standing outside, the poor guy standing outside, the shisaram, and return to him. Hi, askupa, my, what's this askupa, what's the halachobi? If it has the status of Rishisaram, not to me Balbay, Hamavim Rishisiyach of the Rishisaram. If it's Rishisaram, then there's no way he's able to transfer between the Rishisaram and this, and the Rishisiyach and this Askupa. Elo, Askupa Rishisiyach. Must be it's considered Rishisiyach. Well, then I don't understand the opposite. Not to me Ani, Hakam Am Rishisaram Rishisiyach. If you treat this Askupa like Rishisiyach, so then how is he allowed to transfer between him and the Ani? Elo, Askupa Karmas. Not to me not in Lachachila, so it's a Rishisiyach. Let's say that it's perhaps a karmelis. Well, if it's a karmelis, then we're in trouble because it's still nisidur. But we always go from a karmelis to a rishis yachid or a karmelis to a rishis rabbin. So rather, that can't be any of the cases. Rather, what is this domain? Okay, it doesn't have the area, the 4x4 tvachim length and width, and therefore it is going to be makom tur. Ki hada ata rabdimi. Okay, that's reiterated by the same in Rabbi Yochanan that a makom tur that doesn't have 4x4 tefachim is considered an area in and of itself, and people are allowed to put down things from a rishis of rabbim onto that, or from a rishis of yachad onto that. However, they're not allowed to be machlif. They're not allowed to go one to the other. You're not allowed to use the makom tur to go from a rishis of rabbim to a rishis of yachad, or the opposite. And if they make a hanachah, then makom tur still doesn't mean the rabbanon exer that you're going to come from rishis yachad to rishis ram. Amar mar bal bachali tol baal bayim notin the ani. Ami ani notin the baal bayim. When the person's sitting on the skupa, he has to make sure not to use it as a loophole to transfer between the rishis yachad to rishis ram or the opposite. Vim not of notin shoshim p'turim. And if he in fact does this, he takes it from rishis ram, he takes rishis yachad and passes it to rishis ram. Well, then they're all exempt. They all get an issur to rabbanon. It sounds like over here, if somebody goes from Shizayach to Rishis Rabbim through a Makom Tur, they are only also midirabon. There's no chiyuv deraisa. However, Rava says if somebody picks up an item and brings it above 10 tefachim on top of his shoulders, whatever it is, above 10 tefachim, and then moves it 4 amos and Rosh Hashanah, and then puts it down after 4 amos, from moves it down from above 10 tefachim down to the ground, so he is chayiv. Even though the transfer of the 4 amos happened while it was above 10 tefachim, Rosh Hashanah only goes up to 10 tefachim. Nonetheless, it is potter. Even though basically it went from a area of chayiv through a makom tur to another area of chayiv, nonetheless, he is chayiv. So don't you see that Rava is incorrect, because Rava said it started going through a makom tur makes you chayiv as long as you start and end in p'tur. However, over here, going through the yachad through Rishis Rabbim, through a makom tur, we said going through this askupa, every shlishim p'turim, everybody's exempt, is only the rabbanu. Answer the Gemara, hasam lo nach hachanach. It depends. If you made a hanach in the makom tur, then you are exempt, and that's what happened by the askupa hachanach. However, hatam lo nach, in Rava's case, where the person picked something up above 10 tefachim and then moved it along the makom tur 4 amos, then put it down. Beyond that, he is chayiv because there was no hanacha in the makom tur. So it's all like one long process. Acherim omrim haskupa mishan beshesh de rishuyus. The achirim in the brayso we had about this haskupa say the following complicated statement. We're going to have two major explanations. So if you have this haskupa, it depends on which way the door is. If the door is open, then we consider it as part of the house, and if it's closed, then there's a skupa, which is beyond the door. You close the door, and then the skupa is right beyond the door. It's like the step in front of the door towards the outside. Then we treat it as part of the outside when the door is closed. Okay? And then you can't carry because then it's Shushus Rabin. If the door is open, then you treat it like Shushus Yachad. You can carry from the Shushus Yachad to that spot. So the Gemara, Achirim Omrim, a skupa mishmeshite reshuyis b'zayin shepetach patuah kalifnim. When the door is open, then we treat it like the inside, patano kalachot. If it's closed, then you treat it like the outside. Avo gade le'le lechi. The Gemara is wondering, why is this true? It seems to be, you're allowed to carry when the door is open, even though there is no lechi to permit carrying in this area besides the original lechi that, let's say this is a mavoi. Let me explain a little bit background. A mavoi is a three-sided large courtyard that opens up to other courtyards and houses. And you need to set up some sort of lechi or korah, a pole, or a korah is a lechi is like a post, or a korah is a beam on top of a, like basically on top of a door frame. And you'd have to set up one of those at the end of the fourth wall, where there should be a fourth wall, to create a heker to remind people that there is a heker here, that there is a completion of the four walls, that you're allowed to carry in this area, and you can't carry to Rosh Hashanah, you can't carry in other areas that are not considered Rosh Hashanah. So if a person makes a mavui with a lechi, you're allowed to carry in the mavui. However, you're not allowed to carry a parallel to where the lechi is. The lechi only permits where the three walls of the mavoi are, up to the innermost edge of the lechi. From the outer edge of the lechi to the inner edge of the lechi, and parallel the entire lechi, across the whole mavoi, you cannot carry. Unless you have a second lechi, that would matter that first lechi. The second lechi would be further out, towards the street, beyond the first lechi, and it would matter this first lechi. But basically, you see over here, you're allowed to carry on the skupa, even though there's no other lechi coming to matcher, this is skupa. And the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar of Chama bar Gurya Merab, tocha petach sarei lechi achi lahatir. If you want to be able to carry inside this doorway, you have to have a lechi that goes beyond it. Chitema, delay bedal adal. Maybe it's because this area of the skupa is very small, doesn't have 4x4. Tfachim in length and width, and maybe that's why, but that doesn't suffice because Amar Rav Chaim Gregory Amarav talk about the Chafa Bichemel down Dazar Acher Lahatiru. You need a lechi no matter what, even if it is not 4x4 tfachim. Amar Rav because bottom line is as long as it's still used together and it doesn't have like it's still love it to everything else that is part of the Rishus HaYachid, so it's part of the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it needs a tikkun to match your carrying over there. So here's one answer. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hakabei Skuba Mavoi Eskinan. We're talking about Mavoi. Chatzi Mekora, Chatzi Sheina Mekora. So there's not a complete roof over this skupa. Half of it has a roof, and half of it, the inner part has a roof, and the latter part doesn't. The part that does is a korah. It's considered this beam on top of the doorframe that would matter the Mavoi. And the korah is a tefach thick. It's a tefach thick, and it's going to matir everything, even from the outer edge of the korah and inward. And Rashi gives two reasons for this. Either is based on the opinion that lechi is like a machitza, and it's like a wall, and therefore if it's like a wall, well then it closes off. P tikra yor v'sor thing, it like closes off from the outermost edge of it as though there was a wall coming down from that edge. Or it's like Mishum Hacker, but there's enough of a hacker to remind people to look up, that they're not going to come to carry even from the outer edge of the Korah. So now, we say it like this. Kriyu klape pnu. This beam, this roofing, is on the inner side of the askupa. Petapatuach kelefnim. If the door is open, so then the key, then this korah matirs carrying under the korah, and anything in the middle as well. Petal noah, want to close the door, kelechutz, well then the doorway prevents using the korah, because now it doesn't, it's not matiring anything, because the korah is no longer connected to the rest of the mavoi, because there's not four tfachin by four amos, that's like the most minimal shear of a mavoi. It's not mattering a certain requisite shear of a mavoi. There's no four tvachim which is coming to matir, and therefore this korah is batel. It's not going to help to matter anything, and therefore you can't carry in the askupa. Now, Raj says, it could have been talking about a house as well, it's just more often than not, a house has a roof, and the roof is four tvachim, and therefore it would be an area in and of itself that has a roof that would matir based on Pitekra Yoribisosim. But you could have, but since we want to give a case where it's not usually roof, so we'd rather give a case of a mavoi, not a house. That's the first answer. Ravashi Amar, Lolan Beskupa Bayaskin, we're talking about a house. Going to Kira Bishtei Koros. There's two Koros, two beams on top. Shame Bezu Arba, Vein Bezu Arba. That there's not four tfachim of width in either one of the koros. But im beidzu lezu shlosha, there's lavud between them, there's not three tfachim between them, so they're considered connected. If the door is open, then these two half koros connect to one korah, then they matter carrying in this skupa area. Delip emsa, and the door in between these two half koros. If they're open, then these two pieces connect through lavud. If they're disconnected, then you can't carry in an area. It's like the Rishisaram that can't carry. It's going to take a moment just to go through the Rashi. Askuba Bai, just to review, because there's a lot of details here. Askuba Bai, Chikulo Petah Makora, the area of this door is roofed. When you close the door, it's like the house going to Kirove. When the thickness of the door is, when you close the door, then we consider it like the outside. You made two beams, as we said before. If the beam itself was four tvachim thick, it has to be one tefach thick along four tefachim long. So if it was that requisite shear, then automatically, and if it covered four tefachim of roof, well, then that would be automatically, well, let me say this better. If it's one tefach thick, then that's considered a korah. If it's four tefachim thick, then it's considered a roof enough to say pitikra yerevisosim. So if it was four tefachim, then of course we would say yerevisosim, but too low. Then the door doesn't do anything. It wouldn't avoid the problem of the door. It would avoid the problem of the door if it was 4 tefachim thick, because the door wouldn't have that all real wall. Even to close in the middle, is that considered like a mavi where there's a korah? The korah mavi katsarhi. A korah of a mavi is very thin. It's only a tefach. Lojra el mavi. Hilkach. It only matters the mavi. Hilkach. Petal no, but la matar korah. If you put a door in the middle of a korah, a thin korah, well then, the mava is gone, and then the korah doesn't really do very much. However, if you have a four tefach roof, that automatically encloses things in the middle, because of p'tikra yirav esosim, the outer edge goes down and closes off a wall. That's considered a mechitza. It's a very strong halacha moshe sinai. Four tefach roof creates a wall, and the mela you can carry on the inside. Good, beloved, vidovanakuma, makum dalid. All these rules of good and love and dovanakuma, halachos v'sinai. Good is bringing things up and down. Love is things that are connected. Dovanakuma is a crooked wall. We considered when there's four arms. Hacha taima mishum de shtei koros habu shem bezu arba lezu arba. Problem is, here you have half of a roof of four tefachim, half of a roof of four tefachim, and there's a space in between. Vilobinam gimel. There's not a lavud. That's fine. Since it's lavud, when the door is open, Everything is connected, so it's like a four tefach. Roof and mila, you have pitikra. Vadel matukan liyo noel behemza. Hilgo petar patoach, kilav neim dekimin eim and eim gimel amrin lovud. Avichad. When the door is open, everything is connected. We consider lovud with pia chaitzon, yorvizim and hahasha ebe dalad. However, when the door is closed, we're lacking this, and there's no lovud, and then you look at this two roofs, and mila, there's no pitikra, and it doesn't enclose everything in the inside. Fine. Next piece of Gemara. Is just asma. If it would be 4x4 tfachim and it would be 10 tfachim tall, that would be Rishus HaYachin, an area in and of itself. Sounds like an area in and of itself, but you're not allowed to carry from the house there. So this seems to be support. So it must be Messiah the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that supports the opinion of Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Eremer, Koma Kovachatamote, Bez Rishus HaYachin, Rishus HaYachin. If you have two domains right next to each other and they're physically separate by a little thing, they look distinguishable, so then you're not allowed to carry one to the other. Him Rishus Achad going Amod Rishus Hayachad Gvo Yud or Chabdalit. Let's say you have in Rishus Hayachad a pole, an area that's Rishus Hayachad in and of itself. Dahinu, it's 4x4 tefachim with 10 tefachim tall. Then you're not allowed to put stuff on top of it. Also, Lekatav Lav Gezerim Mishum Tel Rishus Ram. Then you're not allowed to carry there because we're afraid. You'll do the same thing when you're talking about a pole inside a Rishus Harabim. They're going to come and put, and you're going to drop put bags on there and take stuff off, and that would be Karen versus Ram onto versus Yach. The same thing with the Saskupa, it's Rishus with Neatmo, if it has the dimension of Rishus Yachid, even though it's connected to the house, it's just inside Rishus Yachid, but if it has Rishus in itself, and it's a distinguished area, then we're afraid you're going to do the same thing if it would be going for Rishus Ram to Rishus Yachid. New Mishnah, Amun Bez. Loshiv Adam Lunea, Sabers, Amun Minchaje Palo, a guy shouldn't sit in front of a barber Mincha time until he davens, because we're afraid it's going to take a long time. Lo yikon is on the lemerchat v'lo lebors givelo lechol lo ledin. V'mechila imasikin. A guy shouldn't go into the bathhouse or into the burski, the tanner, to deal with the hides to tan them. Lo lechol, not to go to a meal, not to go to a court case. But if you start, you shouldn't stop. And for kriyashma, Mafsikin the Kriyashma, we stop for Kriyashma. In other words, if a guy started a meal or a judgment or any of these things before the time for Kriyashma, you'd stop to say Kriyashma in the Tila, you wouldn't stop for Tila. Hezam al Mincha. What does it mean close to Mincha time? You're not allowed to do these things. Elam al Gedola, do we mean Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day? Amailo. Why are you not allowed to start these things? Ha'ikashus b'yom tuva. This is a tremendous long period of time the rest of the day. Why are we concerned that if you're going to go get a haircut at 6.5 hours a day, you have still 5.5 hours. It doesn't take 5 hours to take a haircut. You should have no problem to get to daven mincha. What are we worried about you getting distracted? Ha'ikashus b'yom tuva elu samal mechagdana means 9.5 hours in the day. And mechilu imafsikin. So the Gemara says, why is that true then? That once you start, we're not going to stop you. Nema tiyufta derev yishuv min levi. Dam reishuv min levi kima shegiya zman tefila mincha. Altala adam, she don't klum, konu she apalo, tila na mincha. It sounds like from Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, once mincha time comes, you're not allowed to eat anything until you daven mincha. And it sounds like he's making a statement that you'd have to be mafsik, you'd have to stop your food. However, it sounds like what you just said, that the mission tells us that mincha gedola, you're totally allowed to eat. And mincha ketani, you're not allowed to start your meal. But if you start, you're allowed to continue. You don't have to stop. So Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't make any sense because he's telling you you can't eat after the time for mincha comes, you have to stop your meal, but it's against the Mishnah. It would be fine if we explain our Mishnah was talking about mincha gedola. You're not allowed to start. But if you start, you're allowed to keep going. Once it comes time for mincha ketana, though, you have to stop immediately, even if you start already. That could be the explanation of Rabbi Shimon Levi. But once we said our mission is talking about it being mekel on mincha gedola, there's no problem. And mincha ketana is telling you you're not allowed to start, but if you start, you're allowed to keep going. So then Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't fit into any case. Says the Gemara, lo, I'm selling the mincha gedola. Okay, we are talking about 6.5 hours, you're not allowed to start your meal. And if you start, you're allowed to keep going. But once you get to 9.5 hours, Rabbi Shimon Levi's idea is he can't keep going. And now, why are we actually concerned? It's going to take you 5 hours to take a haircut. The Gemara explains all the things in the Mishnah could take a really long time. For example, Tzibor Ben Alasa. Ben Alasa had a very fancy haircut like the Kohen Gadol had, and so it took us a long time to do that haircut. Lo l'merchat, l'kol l'milta l'merchat. You can't go to the bathhouse because you might do everything in the bathhouse. to wash and to steam and to do everything. It might take a long time. Lo Liborski, Liborski Yidola, are going to a tannery to take care of a lot of hides. Lo Lachol, Bisuri Yidola, or shouldn't go to a very fancy meal with a lot of gas and a lot of food because we're worried that's going to take a long time. Lo Ladin, not for a judgment, to Chil Ladin, for the beginning of a judgment. All that, all those things that take a long time could take up the whole afternoon. So that's the first explanation we gave in the Mishnah, as we're talking about from Michal Gedola, and it could, there are things that theoretically do take a very long time. However, the second explanation is, we're talking about a short haircut. But still, sometimes the short activities do take a long time because of the distractions, because of things that go wrong. For example, you guys taking a haircut, and then the scissor breaks, and then he doesn't want to stop mid-haircut. He's going to be, it's going to look very funny, so he's going to have to go get a new scissor. So it could take a long time. A guy's not supposed to go into the bathhouse even for a short time just to steam, to sweat, because it could be he'll faint. It'll take a long time. A guy's not supposed to go into a tannery even just to look around a little bit, because maybe he's going to see something that's causing him a loss of money. It's going to take him a long time to check it out and deal with it further. You shouldn't have a small baby because it might take longer, it might draw after, it might be drawn after the meal and have a long meal. Lola din, you shouldn't have a judgment, because even the end of a judgment, meaning in a case that already started, you shouldn't even finish it after meal time. Maybe he'll find a new reason and uproot the entire judgment and start again. Okay. Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch were makel from until Mincha Ketana, not to be able to eat, but it's broad over there. All these there's a lot of different shittas and Tosas and Shulchan Aruch. We're machmir probably having a big meal by Mechel Gedola and a small meal by Mechel Ketana. That's one of the answers in Tosas. Says the Gemara, Meimatai Echalat Tispora. What does it mean? Consider you started. Once you start, you don't have to stop. Once the Zman begins, what does it mean? You started your haircut. Amar Rav Avin Miniach Ma'aforer Chosa Safar and Avir Kav. A guy put a little mat on his knees of the barber, so the hair doesn't get all over him. Once you put that on top, that's already considered he started. Every time I follow the Mirchatz, what does it mean? Started the bathhouse. Amar Rav Avin Mishara Ma'aforto Himenu. Once he started taking off his shirt, then we're sure that it's the first of the things he's going to take off. He's already in the bathhouse, already started. Maybe the hachal, porski, what does it mean? Starting the tannery, misha yikshor, al ktefav, big ktefav. Once he ties something by his shoulders, the thing that he needs to put on, like, to protect himself from getting dirty while he's doing the tannery, this mat that he puts on his shoulders. Maybe the hachal, achilo, what's the beginning of eating? Rav amar shi tol yalda, once he washes hands, or chanin amar shi yachor, misha yachir chagur, once he unties, when he loosens his belt. Lo pligi halam ha'olahu, it just depends on if Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Amar by Hani chavrei de Bavel, laman da amar, tilos arvis, rishos, kimin ishari, ishari, lehamne, lo matruchim alay. In Bavel, the people that say that tilos arvis is optional, is rishos, so once they loosen their belt, they're not going to be mitzreach, taftadav and mariv, once they started their meal, Beheter, they started the meal, but once they started their meal and it comes Marav time, they don't have to stop their meal because Tefillah's harvest are shus. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but if it would be a chova, you imply that if it was obligatory, you would have to stop. However, Minchah is definitely obligatory, and we don't tell you have to stop. It says in Rav Mishnah, and that was you start ready with loosening your belt, as we explained. So the Gemara answer, there's a difference between getting drunk. Usually people get drunk by Mariv, by dinner time, and then we're afraid he's going to miss Mariv, as opposed to by Mincha time during the middle of the day. People don't get as much drunk. Mincha time is a very fixed time. He has the end of the day. Sunset's coming. He can see very clearly, and therefore we're not quite as worried if he starts his meal. He's glad he can finish his meal. However, by nighttime, we're afraid since he has all night and it's not a very clear cutoff, he's going to push it off, finish the meal, and then not end up doing the and make a mistake and not end up doing much.